This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
This week, our podcast is brought to you by Aware Super. Regardless of whether retirement is 2 or 20 years away, Aware Super can help you get a plan in place to live your best retirement. Visit aware.com.au to find out more.
If you know somebody under the age of 18, there's a strong chance that they're on TikTok, the massively popular social media app for making and sharing short videos. But as enthusiastic about TikTok as some people are, many governments have expressed concern about the app being owned by a Chinese company. And the US House of Representatives recently went as far as passing a bill that could see TikTok banned from their country. So, what is going on with TikTok? What makes people worried about the app, and what could happen if the US does ultimately ban it? Squiz Shortcuts is your backstory to the big news stories. I'm Alex Tai.
And I'm Siobhan Moran McFarlane.
Siobhan, the kids had better watch out because two olds are going to be talking about TikTok. And even though I don't want to be in this episode, we might get a little cringy.
Yeah, I think that's what the kids call choogy, Alex. And while I've only dabbled in TikTok personally, like a lot of people, This isn't really about TikTok's content or the latest trends or memes. This is about the way that governments around the world are trying to figure out if they need to do something about this hugely popular app.
Yes, and it's a good thing to point out that the app is hugely popular, so maybe we start there. According to media reports, TikTok hit 1.9 billion users worldwide last year and is predicted to grow to over 2 billion users this year.
So to put that into context, Facebook still remains the top social media platform with 2.7 billion users as of 2019. But TikTok is growing much, much faster than Facebook, and it had a real uptick during the pandemic.
That's right. A lot of people found TikTok during lockdowns, and it has stuck around since then. And according to some people, that could be a cause for concern.
And let's take a moment to really understand those concerns, because they are one of the biggest threats to TikTok's continued future. And all of them really come back to the fact that TikTok is owned by a company called ByteDance, which is a Chinese company that has its headquarters in Beijing.
Yes, that is it in a nutshell. TikTok is a Chinese-owned app, and China is, geopolitically speaking, in tension with Western countries like Australia and the United States. And the worry here is that China's government could use TikTok to undermine democracies.
And there are two main fears about exactly how China would do that. The first is by accessing the data of TikTok users. And the fear that has been articulated is that China could access that user data and use it to build profiles of people it wants to track or even potentially blackmail.
And TikTok has said in response that it, quote, has not provided user data to the Chinese government, nor would we if asked. But that hasn't reassured people, Siobhan, because of a couple of specific reasons.
Yeah, so one is that China in 2017 passed a national security law that requires all Chinese companies or citizens to, quote, support the country's intelligence operations, which some people say means that TikTok would have to hand over user data if asked by China's government. But the second reason people don't trust TikTok's handling of user data is because they have spied on journalists using the platform in the past.
This was a huge own goal for TikTok at the time. Back in 2022, TikTok was trying to find out which of its employees was leaking to journalists. And so they accessed user data from the accounts of those journalists. Now, the team inside TikTok who carried out that spying were fired, but the incident really crystallized one of those big fears around TikTok, namely that it could be used to spy on its users. But, Siobhan, there's a second big fear that we mentioned around TikTok, which might actually be even bigger.
Yeah, so that second big fear is that the Chinese government could use the app to secretly influence American beliefs and politics. Now, that would be via the content on the app. So, for example, if China wanted to promote anti-democratic content on the app, they could lean on TikTok to change the app's algorithm so that more anti-democratic content was served to users.
Yeah, because the way TikTok works is that you basically scroll through an infinite feed of videos that TikTok chooses for you. And the worry here is that the app could be manipulated to choose videos that China wants you to see.
And look, we know that sounds like the plot out of a spy thriller, but we do know that the kinds of messages that people see online do affect their worldview.
Yes. So those are the two main fears around TikTok. Up next, how governments have responded to those concerns. Okay, Siobhan, we've set up why people are concerned about TikTok. Now we get to the part of the episode where the bans begin. And let's start in 2020, and we'll go to the then President of the United States, Donald Trump.
Yeah, so back in August of 2020, Donald Trump at the time was not at all a fan of TikTok, and he signed an executive order that said TikTok had 45 days to either sell to an American company or be completely banned.
Yeah, this was a huge deal at the time, and it started a scramble amongst American tech companies to try and buy TikTok. The names in the mix were Microsoft, and there was also a joint bid put together by a tech company called Oracle, as well as Walmart.
Meanwhile, TikTok at the time was saying that any data about US citizens was kept in US data centers. But in the end, none of that really mattered because Trump's order faced legal challenges that meant a ban was never implemented. Then Trump lost the election and the new president, Joe Biden, just dropped the order.
Yeah, so that was a big moment of panic for TikTok and its users that ultimately came to nothing. But in India, it was a very different story.
Yeah, so this also happened in 2020. And the context here is that China and India share a border, and they've had tensions over that border in the past. But in early June of 2020, those tensions turned into hand-to-hand combat between Indian and Chinese soldiers, with deaths on both sides.
In response to that clash, India made a snap decision to ban TikTok entirely, which came into effect on June 29, 2020. And that's pretty much the whole story. For a country of 1.4 billion people, TikTok just disappeared overnight.
And other companies tried to fill the void, Alex. For example, YouTube launched its Shorts videos in India, and Instagram launched Reels. But a lot of former Indian TikTok creators say that those platforms just weren't the same.
So let's move on to look at other countries and TikTok. And here in Australia, we haven't contemplated an outright ban, but there are other ways that TikTok has been restricted.
So as of April last year, TikTok has been banned on the work phones of government employees, and that includes all public servants and politicians.
Yes, and this approach that Australia has taken of banning TikTok on government devices is actually quite a common move. It's been happening all across Europe since 2022, with a big wave of bans coming in March of 2023.
Yeah, so just to name a few countries that have banned government officials from using TikTok on their work phones, they include the Netherlands, Ireland, France, Denmark, Austria, Belgium, and the UK. Now, Taiwan, which is in tension with China, has also banned TikTok from government devices, as has the United States.
Yeah, exactly. So even though Trump's TikTok ban that we talked about before didn't go ahead, the US government has since banned TikTok from government work devices. And in the US, that was where things stood until just a couple of weeks ago.
Right. So in mid-March, the US House of Representatives all of a sudden passed a bill that could force TikTok to sell to a US company, or else it would be banned. Honestly, for the people in the US, it would have sounded very familiar, Alex.
Yeah, well, yeah, this was pretty much the threat that Donald Trump made back in 2020. But the important thing to note here is that for a bill to become law in the US, it has to pass both the House of Representatives and the Senate as well.
Yeah, so they're the lower and upper houses of government, referred to collectively as Congress. And so far, we don't have a date for the US Senate to discuss this law. So for now, TikTok just has the threat of the law hanging over it.
Yeah, a threat is a good way of putting it. And for the 170 million Americans who use TikTok, they were very threatened by that bill.
Yeah, there were stories going around of members of Congress getting calls from kids in classrooms saying, please don't ban TikTok, I really like it. Mm. As well as calls from creators or businesses who rely on the app to find new audiences. So, for example, there's one TikToker in the US called JT Laybourne who sells apparel via the app. He says that a TikTok ban would wipe out 90% of his business overnight.
Yeah, it's safe to say that a US ban of TikTok would take a lot of people and businesses off the app and would have huge ripple effects around the world. But for now, that is your shortcut to the push to ban TikTok. Each week on the show, we like to suggest further reading, watching, or listening related to the topic of the episode. And this week, Siobhan, I have an article from Wired on how a TikTok ban could actually play out. Now, Wired is a great magazine for this kind of tech reporting, so we'll link to that in the show notes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not sure if this is a recommendation, but there's also an article about TikTok alternatives that I'm going to flag. So you could start your account on Huddles, Cheese, Likey, Funimate, or Triller. I swear, I'm not making these up, I promise. And if you're still confused about TikTok, maybe we should also reco that Squizzes find a young person to explain TikTok to them. Just in case you're still not getting it or its appeal.
I need someone to explain Funimate to me, actually. So I'm going to do that first, I think. We'll have all these links in the show notes. And that is it for us today. If you like what you heard, please tell people about the podcast. And if you have any requests, you can send them through to hello@thesquiz.com.au. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
Hi there, it's Bryce Corbett here from Squiz Kids. It's been a big couple of weeks for news, and one thing that's emerged is the increasingly concerning role that mis- and disinformation are playing in the wake of big news events. It's why there's never been a more important time for our kids to be taught to be critical consumers of media. It's also why we created NewsHounds, a fun 8-part podcast series with accompanying classroom workbook to teach primary school kids how to spot misinformation when they come across it online. It's already been used in over 2,000 classrooms around the country. To make sure the kids in your life are among them, get their teacher to head to squizkids.com.au and sign up for a free account. You're very welcome.